everybody out there in TV and computer and website land and all that kind of stuff. This is Bob Gonzo's Comics of the Round Table. And it's not exactly a round table, but it's Comics of the Round Table. Here we are with Bobby Gaines, everybody.
Thank you, Bobby Gaines. Thank you.
Trina Scarta over here, everybody. Catherine Holmes, everybody. And Athena, an alien. Athena's the alien in the group. You'll find out why in a little while. Thank you for coming to the show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
This is Comics Telling the Truth. So whatever you're going to say, tell the truth. Tell us everything. First of all, let's talk about the best and worst things that's happened in your career so far. Bobby, how long have you been a comic? How long?
About 3 years now.
Okay. So what is the best thing so far in your career?
The best thing are those really big shows. Like working with Joey Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Richie Byrne.
Right.
And guys like Max.
Yeah.
Those are the shows
Right.
Those are shows I think you get the best out of because the audience, you get that big laugh coming back at you. And
right.
You kind of feed off of that. So that's probably one of my biggest highs in
all right, so do you guys, so he likes big, small or big audience? What do you connect with better?
I seem right now in my career small.
Yeah. You?
Just live.
Anything worth a breathing, live. Yeah. And you, small or big?
I prefer bigger. The bigger the better.
Yeah, the energy.
Right.
I like smaller, and I don't know, you know, it's not just has anything to do with my personal thing, but smaller is to me is always better. So, now, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for almost 2 years now, I think.
Okay, and what's the best thing that has happened to you so far?
Best thing, like, experience-wise or
anything.
Like, performance-wise?
Best show, best anything.
Best moment, I think, since I started comedy was when I did a show, the second time I saw Joey Cola.
Oh, yeah.
I did the show with him at Mountainside Elks. And
oh, yeah.
I met him previously, like 6 months earlier, at the Whiskey.
Yep.
And he came up to me before I went up, and he said, "Hi, Trina." And he mentioned how he remembered me from last time.
Right.
He was talking to the other comedians there, Gene Triffolo and Willie Asbury.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was mentioning how the last time he saw me, he knew I was, like, working hard at what I do. He said I was really good. And he knew that, like, he said I have potential, like, to be up there. So, I don't know. I just felt that.
No, that's really a highlight. No, Cole is phenomenal. And he's so sweet. I've been with him forever. So, yeah. What about you? Best thing?
Best thing, I would say the first time I was on stage. I just fell in love with the mic in my hand. And, loved it. Just loved it.
The best thing?
Yeah.
I guess it would be the Junction, where it was a nice size. It was in the middle of big and small.
Yeah, right.
And
great room.
I killed. It was the first killer. And,
That
was the best. It was like, I could do this.
Yeah, you realize at that moment, I can really do it. Worst thing that's happened to you ever in comedy so far?
Oh, bombing in PA.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, right?
Those guys like hunting more than comedy, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
They won?
They like hunting more than comedy.
Yeah. In PA,
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the thing about comedy is, you know, when people see us kill, they think that's our life, but they don't realize when we bomb, and it sticks in your head.
Oh,
what about you?
Worst time was probably when I had an old comedian friend, and he invited me to an open mic at a bar. And it was a sports bar, so obviously no one was paying attention, everyone was loud. And it was when I first started out. So I was up on stage, no one could hear me, and I felt really terrible and nervous. But it turned out into a positive because we had one of those big black ladies in the audience, and everyone knows big black ladies are the sweetest people in the world.
Okay.
They are the sweetest people. I'm not even joking. So she just stood up and she said, "Y'all, shut up." And then she said, "Go on, baby."
Oh,
I loved it. She was the best.
That was funny.
Did they shut up?
Is that dead on accurate?
Yeah, that's dead on. Okay, that's right. Dead on.
That's funny. You actually did that good.
Did they shut up?
I was the big black woman. I told him, shut up.
That's funny.
I can't say that I've had a worse because even when it's gone rough, you know, it's like, okay.
It's still
it's
better than 9 to 5.
Right,
yes.
There you go.
Yes. What about you?
I was thinking, I always have fun and don't care.
Good.
So as far as on stage, I really didn't have a worse. There's some interaction with other I hate to say comics that wasn't fun that say is in that category of what you're asking. But as far as performing, I just don't care, and I always have fun.
Right. Okay, what style of comedy are you?
I think it all comes from our DNA, something personal. Right. In terms of style, I mean, just kind of want to be funny and universal.
Yeah. Are you high energy, low
high,
energy,
definitely
monologist?
High, definitely high energy.
Okay, what about you?
I would say kind of like an improv stand-up, but not really, because I really don't. Sometimes I don't get to practice as much as I would like.
Right.
So I pretty much just have fun on stage and like do what comes to me
first.
Right.
Yeah.
And I always like have high energy with it. Okay. Like, whatever I do.
I would say observational.
Okay.
You know,
perfect.
Just finding
yeah.
the funny right. in every day.
Right. And I'm afraid to ask you. Here.
You are.
Well, you're from another planet, so I don't know what I'm going to get out of you.
Well, what was the question?
Never mind. All right.
No.
So, not having no. I'm only kidding. What kind of style are you in comedy? What do you consider yourself? Because there's prop acts, there's magic,
right?
There's there's monologists, there's high energy, low energy, medium. There's what kind?
I'm definitely high energy, obviously, because I got in tennis,
right?
And it's personal experiences.
Yeah.
Everything that I say on the stage is the truth.
Right.
It's not even exaggerated. I might add a couple of things, but anything you hear me say really happened.
Is the truth, yes.
And it may be hard to believe, but it's true.
No. I tell every comic two things. But she said one is you got to rehearse. Otherwise, it really doesn't go well for you. Mm-hmm. Rehearse because you don't know when you're going to get in that big game and make it. And and everything. I love comics that tell the truth.
Right.
Anything that is the truth, I am so fascinated with them. Because anybody can do party jokes. Anybody, it's great to tell the truth. Now, you don't drive, right?
No.
How hard is that on you?
It's tough for a comic.
Right.
Especially when you're doing road work.
Yep.
You know, when you're in the city, it's kind of,
easier.
It's easier, but that's why it's good. I think one of the best things is really find some comics who want to work with you.
Yes.
You know, really find a camaraderie.
Take a ride,
Right. Because you get better. It seems like you can really get a lot of good stuff just out of that ride with someone.
Right, yeah. You
know,
can.
Throwing jokes back and forth. So, that's a tough one.
And when things are good, that ride back is phenomenal.
Or,
and if all three of you do bad, or two, you take the pain with you
altogether. Right.
So what stinks is when one of you kills and one of you doesn't.
Right, that's uncomfortable
an ride.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you don't drive, right?
I drive sometimes.
Okay.
I don't like to drive, but I do drive when I have to.
Right.
So
and what's the furthest you've driven so far?
That's a funny question. Farthest I've driven, probably somewhere an hour away. I can't tell you where it was. I have no idea, but probably longest I've driven is an hour.
Yeah.
Probably.
Would you guys travel 4 or 5 hours to do a show?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Good. Good answer. Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. What about you? You do drive.
I do drive.
Now, are you scared? See, because being a girl.
Scared of driving or scared of
comedy? No, scared of, like, going to places where you don't know where they are. Because for a guy, I got to admit, sometimes I've driven to Camden or someplace, and I am scared. Or someplace, or if I, travel to another state, or even Pennsylvania sometimes.
Right.
They're scary sometimes.
Yeah.
I love you, Pennsylvania, but some of the areas, the people are a little. So, now you going alone, and because you're getting out very late, is it scary for you going home going, am I going to make the wrong turn?
Well,
even
with
GPS.
GPS. There's a story. I threw mine out because she gets me lost
all
the time.
Right, right.
But,
yeah.
I've heard horror stories about, different rooms and, so I haven't experienced any of them. But,
thank God.
It's in the back of my mind.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was wondering,
I'm going for it.
Yeah, good. Good. Good for you. What about you, traveling?
Traveling, I've thought of this recently. The Northeast, I am okay. I have traveled in the past to Virginia, visiting people, New England.
Yeah.
The Northeast, I'm comfortable with. Southeast even. But I've thought of being from Jersey, the South. They're still fighting the Civil War.
Yeah.
The Yankees.
Oh yeah, like in Tom's River and stuff. The South.
I mean South.
Oh, South. Georgia.
And it's scary. I have thought of it. Like the Bible Belt, for example. Yeah. I don't talk religion or anything, but I'm a Jersey girl for sure. All I have to do is open my mouth. Yeah. I try to be a chameleon. I have a story where one time I was in, it'll be short, in Georgia. I was in Georgia and I wanted to blend in. And here's the Jersey girl with the New York / New Jersey accent. And I started to throw in a Southern accent in the diner. And I would like to have some grits and whatever else they eat. And the whole restaurant just looked at me. I'm like, okay, this accent's not working. I'm not being a chameleon.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was scary.
You cannot hide Jersey. You cannot. No. What about location where you guys live? Where do you live?
I'm in the Newark, Irvington area.
Right. Is that good for being a comic to get to everywhere?
Well, it's accessible by bus. Right. But none of your friends want to come to Newark.
Yes.
To get
yes,
you.
So that's the truth.
The problem.
That's very funny. That's right. You have less friends
that's
when you
right.
say that.
That's right. They come to a rolling stop and that's it. Yeah. I got to keep it moving.
I have a lot of friends that were in the Newark area. I'll just mention one, Willie Asbury.
That's right.
Great
Good guy.
Just worked with him a Saturday night. But and Otto and George, when he lived in the Bronx, you know, like different people when they lived in bad sections, it was because they would go, can you pick me up?
That's right.
And I'm going, no, no, I like you, but no.
Right.
Because I did it once or twice. I did it once in, you know, the Bronx one time. And true story, coming back home, they had a refrigerator with fire in it blocking off the road.
Wow.
And then in Newark, I got lost, and I will never do that again. So, yeah, that's hard. So, yeah, you got to move.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only thing I can say. You'll get a lot more work, Bobby.
That's
You're
right.
very funny
that's
comic,
right.
very
Thank
talented.
You. Appreciate it.
Move.
That's right.
Okay, move.
Relocate.
Now, you live out in West Jersey, I guess it's considered, right out there. Now, is that since it's so far away from everything, is it harder for you to get to gigs?
No, actually, because I live right by Route 80, which is an interstate
and that
highway.
Takes you everywhere.
I'm right there, so I'm not that far west. Yeah. Where I live, the family tree does branch off a lot.
Right. Oh, okay. Cool.
And they have teeth.
All right, now, have you guys all traveled to other states doing comedy yet? Start with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've done Philly. I do New York. I've done Pennsylvania. I'm trying to get down south eventually. But, I just want to kind of hone the craft here first before.
Yeah.
When
you're good here, you're able to play anywhere because the further out you go, they're the easiest audiences.
Right.
They really are.
Right.
The Midwest and all these other states, you know, Jersey is very hard. The Jersey, New York area.
Yeah.
And then everywhere else, it's a little bit easier.
Right.
Chicago is kind of like us in different places, but yeah. Now, have you traveled yet?
I've traveled just to, like, check out different mics and everything, but I haven't performed yet because, like Bobby said, you want to make sure that you're actually good enough in your own state first before you, like, travel somewhere else.
Right.
And they're probably going to boo you off stage if you're not even good enough in your own.
Yeah.
So.
Who's been mean to you and who's been nice to you? I'm talking audience and comics. Does anybody be mean or no?
Audience, no.
Okay, good.
I've experienced comics who are not nice.
Right. Yeah.
And I found out it's a jealousy thing.
Yeah.
It's. I'm Puerto Rican Latina, and I'm all about family and camaraderie, like you said.
Right, right.
And I embraced it at first, taking your classes, and then I saw that doesn't happen. And
it stinks, doesn't it?
Oh, it's not nice.
Yeah.
And I don't... That's one pet peeve I have
right,
is being people not nice. There's no reason for it.
That and bad weather for comics. Because now it's winter time. And, you know, comedy is the greatest thing. Even when it's bad, it's still the coolest thing in the world to do. And I keep joking about this, but it's not a joke. I love free food, so I'm going to keep doing it. But the bad thing is weather and comics that... It's weird because there should be no jealousy because there's enough work for everybody,
right?
And everybody's different. But with you now, did you meet? You know, do certain people treat you bad?
Well, you know, I did have an experience with a comic that went on a race thing, and I was like, wow!
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like
right.
It was really just out of the blue kind of thing, and so I just chalked it up to, you know. That guy's personality.
Right, yeah.
And,
for stupidity.
You know, well, yeah.
Oh.
Ignorance.
Same thing.
I'm sorry, I was there.
I've actually seen that happen. I've seen it actually with other comics, but I've also... It's really weird how, I know it's cliche to everybody say, but it's weird to this day to see somebody do a race thing in an audience.
Yeah.
Like, it's really weird how, and it's not just with any, it's with girls even, or Jewish comics or whatever, because I'm a booker, and I book over 400 venues. And this is a true story, because somebody will say, does somebody ever say they don't want a black comic? And I go, more than that, they say they don't want a female comic. Mm. Or, some people be very racist still, and they go, I don't want a Jewish comic, or I don't want this comic. So it's weird. So it's everybody. Everybody gets a little piece of they don't want somebody.
Right.
But I understand that, but
yeah.
The situation wasn't so much race, because I do some comedy about race, the differences between black and white.
Yeah.
But this was like in a personal attack.
That's bad. When it's personal.
So, and he didn't, the guy didn't even know me. Yeah. But yeah, right. So.
And it was a comic to a comic on top of it.
Yeah.
Comic to a comic.
That's a comic. Yeah, no, I let's say Prunette gets out of it and everything like that, because that's horrible. So that's the hardest thing for you about being a comic.
Well, it's the work. You gotta get up. You gotta write every day. One of my biggest things was write every day. There is no day off. With comedy, it's 24 hours. You should be dreaming jokes.
Thank you.
You really should. You should be strategizing my next month. What am I doing next month? You need to contact the bookers. You need to stay on top of your Facebook page. You need to do all those things to get better. It's not just going to always be your routine, but it's going to be those. When you guys are asleep, I'm writing jokes.
Yeah.
That's my routine. And when I'm asleep, then everybody else should be asleep.
Right.
But, it's really working on the craft and kind of finding that way of balancing. Like I was telling Trina, that's good found. You got a job, but now you got to find that balance with it.
Yeah, because it is hard, because we'll get to that, because a lot of comics now, they're great comics. Comics, because I've been doing this for over 40 years, and a lot of the comics that I worked with that used to do this full time and make a boatload of money, they actually have a full time job now.
Right.
They didn't lose their craft. They're still great. But because of the economy and there's no more work and all the clubs died and all this, and TV killed comedy and this killed comedy and that killed, and bad bookers killed comedy.
Yeah.
Because everybody I know, I would say, how come you're not going to shows anymore? The show stunk. And it was always, I say where, and it was always from a bad booker that booked really bad comics for a lot of money so he could keep doing. So a lot of things hurt us. So now there is no money, because it all, so who knows when it's going to come back. But yeah, it's hard. So what's the hardest thing for you about being a comic?
Being single, living alone, a lot of people are married. They have husbands or wives. They live with their parents. They live with their brother or their mother. Or I live alone. Right. It's really hard.
Why don't you just give them the address so they can stalk you now? That's if that wasn't any kind of a hint, I'm a single girl.
And I
shower at 9 o'clock at night, and I go to bed naked, and I live in. Go on, tell me. All right, so go on. So the hardest thing is, yes, you're single, yes.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't have a support system.
Right,
I do live west. It took me 40 minutes to get here.
Right.
And to go to New York or even any other mics, it's financially a struggle as a comic to get on that stage. Because once I am on that stage, once or twice every night, watch out, world. Because I'm ready. And with the writing, I do dream it.
Right.
And being alone, I don't watch television. I'm not in front of that computer. I'm always talking to myself, going over my bits. And it is my own experiences. So it's I just like relive all my material.
Right.
And every single day, there's something.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so to get on that stage for me as a comic is hard.
Yeah,
and it's temporary. Things are changing.
Yeah, because there's not enough work. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
not.
Just even the practice that I've been hearing, like Bobby's about you, get on the stage, get on the stage, get on the stage, and I get as much as I can.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's winter. This is it. The economy, I had a thriving business I lost in 2005, and I'm getting back on my feet, and I'm saying it again, once I'm on that stage, watch out.
Right.
And another thing, that once I'm on the stage and flying, those who have been not nice to me, don't even talk to me.
Good. That was a funny way to end it. Almost, okay. Now, what about you? What's the hardest thing about being a comic right now?
You know, it's contrasting to Athena. You know, I'm married.
Yeah.
With kids now.
Like 75. And
74.
Oh, 70. And your kids are great. They're beautiful.
But you know what? I was doing comedy 10 years ago, and I got my feet wet, loved it. Yep. And then I had to pull back because I was raising kids.
Right.
You know, and now my kids are out of the house.
Yes.
Well, they're still there, but they're grown. I don't have to feed them anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know, so now the challenge is to, you know, my husband is still there. So it's still just
and
juggling.
He's great.
Still juggling the time.
Yeah, because you were with me 10 years ago at Rascals.
Absolutely.
And then this is a cool little story. I always liked her. She was always funny, but then she raised the kids and she did all this. And I'm at a show one day. And it's 300 or 400 people.
Yep.
She's all the way in the front. I'm in the back. I don't know if she's there. She finds me just because of my laugh.
Just because.
And that's
laugh.
How that's how we connected again. Because I go, how'd you know I was here? She goes, I heard your laugh.
Oh,
I
heard him laugh.
And then we connected again. I said, come back. And she come back. And now I'm happy. And you know she's doing great.
Thank
you.
So
what's the hardest thing for you?
I wouldn't say it's the traveling. I wouldn't say it's the practicing and everything. It's probably the fact that I don't go to any shows unless I have my family there, because I know my family, they're going to be my hardest critics.
Right, right.
So I pretty much have them at every single show.
Right.
And they know when I don't do as, like, I haven't bombed yet, because you only bomb, as Bob Gonzo said, you only bomb when no one laughs.
Yes.
And I've always had at least one person laugh.
Yes.
So I've never bombed, but having my family there, they tell me.
Yeah.
Especially my sister. I'm going to call her out on this. My sister knows when I don't do well, and she's done that face in the audience. I go immediately to her, and she's like, get off the stage.
Wow. Oh, that's right. Funny. No.
It's like, you are done.
Like, that is funny.
So it's definitely the toughest thing right. to do. But
you want to say your sister's name just in case anybody...
Deanna Scarta.
Oh, don't mention her name. You're on TV. Don't mention it.
But she does do a lot of good graphic design stuff, so if you need... Hit her
way to save it. Way to save it. Yeah, and I love your family as well, as you know. So, yes.
They're great.
I love it. I love when they come. I actually want them to come to all my shows, but they're going to yours all the time. So, all right. So, now what? Okay. Who do you want to work with, Bobby? Who haven't you worked with that you want to work with?
Oh, man. That's Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. Yeah. I mean, all of the greats I would love to perform with.
Yeah.
You know, that's. I guess that's every comic's dream is to really get on that dream card.
Yeah, every comic has somebody that you know, it's weird because you say Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. Yeah, every time I've asked people, it's never been the same comics. They all say different comics. That's why I ask, who do you really want to work with? Okay, now who's your dream to work with?
I'm...
And they have to be alive.
Does that make it harder?
I don't watch. Here it is. I don't watch television.
Yeah.
So I don't know the comics that are out there.
Right.
I just hear about. I hear names from people.
Right. Right.
And so, I guess it would be female comics, if anything.
Yeah.
And when people, that would be it. I'll cut it short.
Okay. All right. What about you? Who do you want to work with?
I don't know, because I would want to work with people who are my idols,
right.
But there's a difference for me between favorite comedians and, like, comedians I idolize.
Yeah.
And
Who are your idols?
Idols aren't even, like, those famous ones. Idols are just the nicest comedians that I've known so far.
Oh, cool.
So, like, you guys, number one.
Oh,
thank you.
Like, me anyone especially, that I've worked, right? Me especially.
Especially Bobby Gonzo, because Bob Gonzo is going to be a saint. Let's just get that out there right now. But, like, people I idolize, anyone that I've worked with so far, they're people I look up to.
That
so
is the best.
They're all my family.
That's so cool to hear that. That's great.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, the old school, the Whoopies, Ellen, the new school, Amy Schumer, Aaron Jackson.
Right.
The Wayans, the whole family.
Yeah, the whole family.
Come on
over,
the whole family.
Yeah.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can be done. I see it all the time. When I started, I always said I wanted to work with Rodney Dangerfield, and then I did. Mm. I said I wanted to work, you know, everybody said I wanted to work with, I actually got to work with everybody, and it's weird when you do, though, because you have an image of them,
right.
And some of them aren't that image.
Right.
So sometimes it's a real letdown, but it's still neat to actually be on the stage with them. And then sometimes I was surprised by some of the guys. I was like, wow, they're a lot nicer. Right. You know, than they are. And as guys get bigger and bigger and bigger, some change and some don't. And I'll just, Martin Lawrence is still, you know, he was still the greatest sweet. A guy named Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly, I'll give him a shout out. He is still the sweetest guy. And Jim Florentine's another one.
Jim, that right.
Yeah, Jim, you know, Crank Yankers. And you know, you would never know he's the way, you know, who he is. He's sweet. And like I said, Billy Gardell will still come out. If he always knew you, he'd still come out and hug you and support you. So it is cool how when certain people get really big, they never change.
Right.
So I like that. And then other guys, you know, so it kind of takes away the fun of it, you know, of what they are. But, okay, we got one more question and we're done. I can't believe how fast. I know, isn't this weird? It goes by so darn fast.
It's not fair.
All right, then how about this? I won't even ask a question. Everybody think about what they want to say out there to everybody, what they want to talk about comedy. This time, I'll give you guys a shot. Bobby, go ahead. What do you want to say, talk about right now about comedy?
Well, it's a craft that should be respected, number one,
yes,
by all comedians. I don't think a lot of people take this as serious as they should.
No.
And just like with any craft, you really have to work on it. This is something, you know, like I've heard, you've told me, this is a process. This is a 10-year process, you know.
It is.
And it's work, 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 work. And you can also catch me in New York and New Jersey doing comedy.
Right.
So just look out for me. And,
Yeah.
And hopefully you see me around.
Yeah, tell them. Play, you know, play everywhere. Like, you know, you played the Italian Villa, Whiskey Cafe. You played tracks. You play.
Right.
So, you know, sell yourselves. All right. What do you want to say to everybody about comedy? And tell everybody a couple places you're playing.
That I am playing. Whiskey.
Is Cozy Junction.
Junction 46. Well, the best show that I've ever done.
Yeah.
Is Cosina DGP still open? Because I heard it reopened, and then it's probably closed again.
It's closed.
Well, that also used to be a favorite place. That's off the list. I want to eventually go to Tracks, if you guys will let me, because I hear that's a great show.
Awesome.
Yes.
So great room, Tracks.
You're on the list. Margaret's over there. Yep. She's the boss, so you have to say it to her right now.
As soon as I'm off, I'm going to see what I can work in.
That's right. All right, cool. You?
I just, you know, I'm so excited to be back, to be with Bobby. I had a great show at Tracks.
That was great,
And hope to just start getting out on a regular basis and getting out there. Love comedy.
All right, Athena?
With the comedy, it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
Live, love, laugh is my logo message to everybody, and dance.
Yeah, tell the comics to be nicer to each
other. And you know, be nice. You know, the world's a hard place to live, and just be nice. You know, hug to everybody.
Right.
Love, love, love.
And you just played Tracks, and you did great last night, right?
I love Tracks. It was a great room.
Great
Thank
room.
You for letting me do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's close to home, actually. Yeah. It was really nice. If it wasn't for the weather or whatever, it would have...
We got two more minutes. Who do you guys want to thank? Like, who was really supportive in your careers, whether it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, mom, dad, uncle, grandmother?
Bobby Gonzo.
Oh,
shout out to Bobby.
Thank you.
Maury Fogel.
Yes, that's so cool. I just talked to him. I love him.
Right. Jeff Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few other people, and Grandma.
Go ahead.
Obviously, Bob.
Oh,
not copying Bobby Gaines, but obviously, Bob. He's been the best mentor anyone could ask for. And obviously,
you're going to be at Tracks every week. Okay, so
I worked.
Yes, and obviously, my sister.
Yes,
she's. I don't know.
D is great.
I'm going to get emotional.
I know. Do that. Get a close-up. She's crying. It's
There's no crying tonight.
It's a good happy cry. Happy cry's good.
Her sister, D, and her, I love seeing them together because really, you would not, they're just so darn close. And it's funny to see them make jokes about each other. Mm-hmm. But then it's the closeness and the love that they have. Look at her. Oh, that is so sweet. She's
Plus, she's where I get all my material.
That's right. So, and she drove you here tonight. So that's
she drove me. She drove me tonight.
All right, you?
My husband, who lets me,
That's a very important.
Just go at at comedy like I'd like. Right. So my husband, my family, because constant material. Right. And Bobby, you have been a support.
Thank you.
Back
thank
in
you.
The day and, yes. you know, still today. Joanne Ash, a fellow comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so, remember her?
Yeah, she's coming back.
No!
Yeah, Joe, we're looking for you. She's coming back. So, just thanks to the family because they give me constant material.
And I'll back her up because, like Trina here, her family came to the tracks and it's amazing the support that they have for her and the love. And you know, like her family too, the love they give them is amazing. So, yes.
They were great. When I tell people that I got into comedy, everybody tells me it doesn't surprise me. I tell them I found a mentor that I'm blessed with, which is you.
Thank you. That'd be funny if she goes, it's not you, though.
And I got to say real quick that I saw Uncle Floyd 4 years ago.
Yep.
After the show, Uncle Floyd, how can I get into the business? Why would you ever want to get into this business? And then he gave me your number.
Yes, yeah.
And so I tell people I've been blessed with you in my life as a support. Aww. And then last night? Tracks 202.
Yeah.
My friend Bianca came, and she has supported me to get into comedy.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many years. Yeah. It will be almost 4 years that I've been really active with it. But about 15 years ago, I was really going looking for classes in the city. Yeah, yeah. She was helping me. I did go to a couple, and life situations happened that it got on the back burner. And so Bianca, thank you. And my family supports me. And
Mother Teresa.
My Mother Teresa, Papa John. Yeah. I have a huge family, nieces, nephews, brothers, siblings. Thank you. And they haven't all been there yet, little by little. They're twinkling to see me. And I could probably fill the house with my family.
But your friend last night, I will say, you know, because I met her before, and every time she still looks at you with such pride and happiness. So I don't know if you see it from the audience, but I was standing next to her again because the first time I met her, you know, it's the same thing. And then as soon as you're done, she prays you, loves you, hugs you, and then she leaves. She's all about you. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, people out there, support whoever is in your family that's a comic. Support them. It is the hardest thing in the world. They need support. They need love. We will see you next show. This is Comics at a Round Table. I want to thank all my comics. They're great. They're funny. They're talented. I love you all out there. God bless. Good night. Thanks a lot.
Host of the Randy Lupo Show on Broadband Box Office. Wait, is that a tongue twister or an alliteration? Come meet my favorite people, comedians, actors, writers, spiritual people, and everyone in between. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hi, I'm Randy Lupo, host of the Randy Lupo Show on Broadband Box Office. Wait, is that a tongue twister or an alliteration? Come meet my favorite people, comedians, actors, writers, spiritual people, and everyone in between. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Hi, my name is Tom Ragu of the Tom Ragu Sit Down Comedy Show. You can listen to us at the Broadband Box Office. And for more information, please visit www.tomragu.com/podcast.